Hey, what's happening, guys? Last week, I put out a video with myths about buying foreclosed properties. And the reason I wanted to hit that one first is because today, I wanted to talk about myths about flipping homes that you might believe. Okay, everybody and their brother has seen the shows on HGTV like Flipper Flop or Property Brothers or anything else that makes it look like flipping a home is easy. That's the first myth that I want to dispel. Flipping a home can be a very complicated endeavor. If you're not already able to do all the work yourself and you're going to be hiring contractors, you need to be aware of all the risk that might go into that. Make sure that you are finding the right contractors and people who are reputable, because I've heard horror stories about people who are buying and trying to flip homes and they have contractors that show up, start the job, and then disappear and never get things done. You should have a complete, comprehensive plan of how you're going to get that home done before you get started or even purchase one. Another big myth that a lot of people believe, because you can edit it down to a 30 to 60 minute television show, is flipping a home can be done really quickly. The truth is, I've seen people that spend months on properties trying to get them done. And I'm not talking one or two. I'm talking 3 to 6 months to go in and do everything that's necessary to get that home done, ready, and put on the market. So make sure you really know the time that you're going to be investing before you think about purchasing and flipping a home. Another one is that flipping homes is an easy way to get rich quick. That is not necessarily the case. Most people don't realize that the profit margin on each home is probably a lot smaller than you're anticipating. And not only that, as you buy these homes and start flipping them, there's going to be costs that you're not planning for a lot of times that you may end up not making nearly as much money or any on the deal if you're not careful. Make sure that you understand all the risks that you have involved on any property that you're looking at, and never overextend yourself to a position where you can't afford to lose money on the deal, because guess what? It happens from time to time. Now, since we're talking about profits, a lot of people assume that the bigger the house, the more money it costs, the higher profit, the higher the margin of profit will be. Well, guess what? That is another major fallacy that people believe. Now, there are some instances where buying a bigger home is going to give you a larger profit margin, but that's not necessarily always the case. When you get into larger properties, you're also looking at properties that are going to probably require higher end finishes, which are going to eat up more of your profit margin as well. So don't think that buying bigger houses leads to more money in your pocket. Last but not least on this video, this myth is one that people really don't understand very well, and that's you have to have a ton of cash on hand in order to be able to flip homes. Now, having a lot of cash is obviously the easiest and the best way to get it done, but there are several options available for financing. You can take out a home equity line of credit, you can get a commercial loan. There's a whole lot of different things that are available that you can do, but guess what? Each individual property is gonna have different options that you need to look into. Having a lender that you trust and someone that you know to give you the best options is gonna be the best thing that you can do before you get into it. But don't ever think that just because you don't have all the cash on hand means you can't flip a property. Hey, thanks for checking out this video on different myths about flipping homes. Make sure you check the link in the description to find out additional information on this topic. Also, send me a like and let me know in the comments different myths that you might have heard about flipping properties. Be sure to share this with your friends who are thinking about buying and flipping homes.